Next patient is Sharon Harter. This is the clinical case of a 81-year-old white female that is following the practice because of the presence of CKD stage 4. The patient was admitted to the hospital in the latter part of January of 2024 and the first part of February of 2024 because of the presence of hypercalcemia. The hypercalcemia during the first admission was treated and controlled, and when the patient went to the rehab center, she was placed back on hydrochlorothiazide. And after 2 days of being in hydrochlorothiazide, the serum calcium went up higher than 12. The patient was with mental changes, and for that reason was transferred back to the hospital. We had the opportunity to see her. We gave calcitonin and furosemide, and the situation corrected. She was also given one dose of Zometa, 4 milligrams IV piggyback. The patient recovered the mentation, recovered all their functions, her functions, and was discharged in a stable condition. The patient is home, and she says that she has been able to do the activities of daily living. The patient has a serum creatinine of 2, a BUN of 32, and the estimated GFR is 24 mLs per minute. The urinalysis has a proteinuria of 1+, and the protein creatinine ratio is around 220 milligrams per gram of creatinine. Number 2, the diabetes mellitus is under control. Hemoglobin A1C ...5.7 on February the 15th, 2024. Following number, arterial hypertension. The blood pressure reading 122 over 67. Following number, vitamin D deficiency. The patient is not getting any supplementation because at the time of the admission to the hospital, the vitamin D was placed on hold. I think that it's safe if this patient takes one tablet of 2,000 international units every other day. Following number, hyperlipidemia that is under control. Following number, hyperlipidemia treated with allopurinol. A paragraph, we invested ...14 minutes reviewing the admission to the hospital. In the face-to-face, 20 minutes, in the documentation, 7 minutes.